Wake up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Oh, buddy, I've seen you winking your eyes at the dolly I've got with me. I'll whittle you down to a punier size if you don't let her be. She's pretty and cute as a dog can be. She's loving and cuddling, too. But her cuddlesome charms are only for me and not for the likes of you. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. I've seen you making your play for the baby doll on my arm. You'd better back up and get out of my way. I'd hate to do you harm. I'll give you a hint that'll help you a lot. Get a doll's all your own. I'll give you most anything I've got, but leave my baby alone. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. I'm crazy in love, and maybe that's why I'm a little bit jealous, too. So back away, boy, don't give her the eye. Don't make me mad at you. I never have been the troublesome kind, but it's never too late to start. And trouble is what the joker will find that flirts with my sweetheart. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine.
Broadcast. Mischke here with you on a beautiful evening here in the Upper Midwest. To the phones, then. Mark?
Hey, Mr. Mischke. How you doing tonight?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Say, who was it? Was that Hank?
That was Carlos Santana, as a matter of fact.
Carlos Santana?
Yes.
I think you're joking with me. I'll just take your word for it. I won't argue. The reason I called is I was wondering if you maybe felt like giving a little bit career or life direction advice tonight.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, I found myself over these past couple years, much to my dismay and much to my fault, in a bit of financial disarray. I owe some money to creditors and such, including the IRS.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Thank you. But the career changes I was thinking about, seeing as I'm single and unattached, is possibly going to find one of those companies in post-war Iraq and maybe heading over there for a year or two.
Have you thought about the priesthood?
Yes, but unfortunately, I don't have the...
Easy, mister. Just answer the question seriously.
I thought about it, yes.
Okay, very good.
But I don't think...
Yeah, let's...
Not lately, I haven't.
Why do you want to work for a Iraqi company?
Well, I don't know that it would be an Iraqi company. It would just be somebody working in the rebuilding process.
That's interesting, isn't it? Possibly an Iraqi, but unlikely.
Either or. Well, if
I'm
I can get over
that
there
the
and make a
entire government's
stake.
Unlikely to be Iraqis. The whole damn place is going to be run by some guys from Gary, Indiana.
Well, that's what they say, but there's quite a few
Puerto
Shiites
Rico.
That would have objection to that, and I don't
so
think we can
you,
argue
what
with
you,
them.
What are you looking for exactly? A handout?
No, a place to make a stake.
But
my other option is I might have an opportunity to maybe... get on board with some obscure but useful products. Like I found this product that can, like on woodwork and furniture and stuff, it
not
removes
sales.
Scratches.
No, don't get into sales.
You don't think I should get into sales?
No, professional liars never...
No. These are products that work. I do home repairs, and these are products that I've found that actually
help. You'll lie. And people on their deathbed never look back on life and say, sales Sure am glad I got into that. No one ever says that in the history of death.
But my dad was a salesman.
I'm sure he was a good man, probably a good family man.
And I don't believe he had to lie to sell his product.
Oh, he lied every day of his life and justified it to put food on the table.
Well,
is your dad still with us?
Well, with us? Well, I don't know what you mean by that. He's still alive. He's doing his own thing.
Did he retire from lying?
No, he sold, advertising products, like calendars with your company's name on it, pens or whatever you had. If you wanted
I'm sure he convinced
you
freaking needed the damn thing.
Well, what?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, what I want to be?
Yeah.
Married with children.
Are you an attractive man?
Yeah, lately.
Let's get you hitched tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You got one thing going for you, one thing going against you. You're an attractive guy, but you're a ne'er-do-well and in debt.
Yes.
Now, let me see what I can do for you. You hang on. You hang on there. I'm putting you on hold. Are you a girl? Hello? All right, fine. Hang on there, fella. Milton. Hi.
Hey, you know what? This poor schlep here, number one, Tommy, the very fact that he's calling you to ask about sales positions, I mean, you're absolutely, I don't even know the word for it. The sales pitches you do for Mark Moeller are over the top. We can't talk about prostitution and sales any worse than those are. Okay? I'm going to call a spade here, buddy.
Okay?
And the last one is the worst. Oh, gee, is that what that means? That's absolutely just over the top. But let me just talk about Robert Bly a minute.
All right.
He's one of the worst poets America's ever produced. He will not be on the best reading list of American poets, period. And he's never, as far as male...
You sound like one of those guys that may be helping pull out his fingernails.
Listen, I know people, probably you do too, who went to his Iron John things.
Yes,
okay?
I do.
You know what? A number of priests, and you brought that up just a minute ago. Are you a priest? I think you asked that. A number of priests, a number of homosexuals, all trying to find their maleness, go to these things.
Well, now hold it a minute.
Hold on a minute.
I don't know that that's true.
Well, I can verify it.
I don't know that it's a gathering spot for homosexuals
I didn't say it's a gathering spot.
The people I know who've gone to those things have just been average guys. I know about five guys who've gone, and they're all just average guys. No,
would you
wouldn't go.
Would you call, your family average?
Do we have to bust them here on 50,000 watts of radio?
We are. We're busting them. And I've heard the stories. And if you give enough, if you take enough food away and you give them sleep deprivation and you ask them to hold on to a 3-foot wooden phallus that they can't even put their hands around. And
we haven't even got into the granola eating.
No. Listen, don't push Robert Bly as some sort of a paradigm of manhood, please.
On the contrary, I was saying that we have shifted as the years have passed from Robert Bly is leading this men's movement to this new rash of men's shows and men's programming that seem to go in a very non-Robert Bly direction and is equally a caricature of who and what men are. That's my point.
No, I would say just get done with trying to describe what men are. Take Robert Bly out of the picture. Take the men's shows out. Take the Bachelors out. I mean, I never want to see those guys again. The Bachelor, the Millionaire. These people are not human beings. They don't scratch their balls. We don't even know if they have balls.
You know who my ideal of a man is?
No, who, Tom?
Robert Young.
Robert Young? You mean from, Father Knows Best?
Yeah, I kind of liked him. Mark, I'm trying to find a girl. You still with me?
Yeah. Did he call me a commie because I asked you advice about whether I should be in the sales?
No, he made fun of me for lecturing you on sales because of the over-the-top guy he thinks I am when it comes to sales.
Well, how would that be commie-like?
I'm not kidding about that woman who's barren, though.
Oh, yeah, I heard. I just caught that.
That is not a lie, and I could bring her on the air. In fact, she's looking for a guy.
Well,
you okay with a girl who's never going to have a kid? Hang on. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. I know you want kids, but the answer again is no, sir. You ain't gonna have them. You still there, Mark?
Yeah.
I thought I put you on hold. Dagnabbit. I'll get you a girl. Hold your horses there, Skinny.
Request local, national, and 800 country assistance. We search by telephone number or name. For what city?
Dresden.
For what state?
Dresden.
For what listing?
Dresden.
One moment, Justin will be...
Thought sure we'd get a girl. Justin? Justin?
Hey, what can I get for you in Dresden?
There's a bordello there called the Carpet Bomb.
Okay, just a moment. And is that Dresden, Minnesota?
There is a Dresden, Minnesota?
No, I'm just asking you.
Well, could you do an expanded search?
Just a moment. But you want me to search in Minnesota, right?
Is there such a thing as an expanded search?
Yeah, but we have to start with a certain area, and then we expand around that area.
Put one foot in front of the other. That's where all of us start.
Okay. So you want me to search in Minnesota?
And then an expanded search, okay?
Okay, I don't have anything in Minnesota.
All right, let's move beyond the borders and... keep going till I say when.
Okay, I'm going to need a state to search any further.
How about the state of employment? Aren't you being paid? Let's roll, buddy. I don't got all night.
I'm sorry, I can't search unless
you
tell me where to
your supervisor,
search.
All right?
Okay. Just a moment.
She'll be a girl, I hope.
Patient.
Hello? Hello?
This is Bruce. Can I help you?
What the heck? Is it homo night over there or something? Mark?
That didn't work.
I'll keep trying. Remember when operators used to be women? Ah, operators. That's it.
West.
This is Anthony.
Can I help you?
I couldn't do that. Three times in a row, any other night of the year. Mark?
Yeah.
You are going to be single the rest of your life.
You know.
You're listening to the Mischke Broadcast.